The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Psachim Daf Nun Ches. We're standing Bezis Hashem at the beginning of Perek Tov Nishcha, where we've crossed the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, the red line of Chometz Umatzah, where we've been Boidik the Chometz, we've been Isaac in the Mitzvah Seif Teshbisu, the Loisa say of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze, which Chometz, how to get rid of Chometz, when to get rid of Chometz, the first two Prokim, what's Osubano, what's Mutubano, we've checked everything off the medicine list in the second Perek, what we're allowed to use on Pesach, what we're not allowed to use, which Chometz we have to sell, what not. Whatever had to be sold was sold. Whatever had to be gotten rid of is gotten rid of already. We've even passed the knowing which malachas are osur on Erev Pesach, where the minig is from the morning, from the afternoon. Hopefully haircuts and shaving and cutting nails were taken care of in order to avoid the problem of malacha or Erev Pesach after Chatzos. In any case, we're standing Erev Pesach after Chatzos. There's something in the ear. There's Leil Seder coming. Hopefully, as the day goes on, the frantic pace of activities is winding down. There's time to lie down. There's time to sit down and relax for a few minutes. There's not much to eat, maybe a piece of potato kugel. And as we look into our Haggadahs to prepare some of the Divrei Torah for the Haggadah, we try to tap into the spirit of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What is Erev Pesach after Chatzos? It's a very telling Rashi. We know that Erev Pesach after Chatzos was the time of the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. It's really the yomtiv of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Every Yid in Klal Yisrael had a yomtiv. The day that a person brings a korban is a yomtiv, and there's a full bodied yomtiv of the Yom Hakrovas Korban Pesach. Rashi, in the end of Parshas Shlach, the end of Parshas Tzitzis, tells us that the Shmoyne Chutei Tzitzis are keneged the 8 days of Yitzias Mitzrayim until Shvi Shal Pesach, when they sang Shir Al Hayom. There's a discussion in the Poskim, that's the Lashon of Chazal. The Shir Al Hayom was said on Shvi Shal Pesach. Now, Shmini, us, and B'nei Chutzlars have 8 days of Pesach, but that's only Sveikah D'Rabbanan. This Shvi Shal Pesach is the last day of Pesach. Where's the 8 days? Can I get the 8 Chutzen? So the Mefarshim explained that this refers to Erev Pesach after Chatzos, when the Korban Pesach was brought. Is that a day of Pesach? It would seem the Chometz is gone, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, that the Kiddushas Yoim Chaga Pesach starts Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Interesting remez that's brought down the Chassidish Svarim. Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. One counts all the hours of the Chaga Pesach, 7 days times 24 equals 148. 148 plus the 6 hours of Erev Pesach is 154 plus an hour shoshishis, like the Gemara says in the second parak, that comes is also behano ba'achilo, is 175 hours that there's a state of removal of chometz. Those 175 can be carbon pesach, as the Torah tells us in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, is connected Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the lushi v'siuga, is the starting point of Klal Yisrael, the starting point every year for recreating the experience of becoming Klal Yisrael is Pesach. The starting point of Klal Yisrael is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the founder of Klal Yisrael. So the years of Avraham Avinu are connected to hours, 175, that there is the Kedusha of being away from Chometz, being away from the Gashmis of Chometz, being fully involved in the Chag HaMatzos, the 7 days plus the preparation. But the afternoon, Rashi tells us, is the Yimei HaKrovas Korban Pesach. That's the first of the 8 days. Tellingly, Shaila is Poshut, if we count the 8 days, Poshut explained that the 7 days of Pesach, the 8th day is the Erev Pesach, and the night of Pesach, which is the first day of Yom Tov, but it's also the second half, the Korban Pesach is eaten until Chatzos, so the second half, Leil Seder, until Chatzos Laila, is also part of Erev Pesach, because the Laila is the end of the Yom. But in Halacha, Yom is Achar HaLaila. So what does this mean when Chazal tell us that there are 8 days with Kedushas HaPesach, the 7 days of Yom Tov itself, and the night of Pesach, which is the finale, which is the Hashlama of Erev Pesach. How is that a day? The night is always shaykh to the day afterwards. The teretz is that Chazal tell us that even though Laila Hoylech, I'm sorry, Yoim Hoylech Achar Laila, but in Kotchin, we're now entering the world of Kotchin, the world of Karbonis. In the world of Karbonis, in the world of Kotchin, Halaila Hoylech Achar Hayoim. For instance, the halacha is that one cannot bring a korban until 7 days have passed. By Yom Hashmini, the animal is only roi lakrama on the eighth day of its life. A newborn animal cannot be brought as a korban. What does it mean, the eighth day? The eighth day is the eighth morning, not the eighth night. The eighth morning, because the eighth morning in Kotchim, Laila Hilchachayim, Nachilas, Korban Pesach, as well as every other korban, the day is the day when the korban was brought. Korban is only brought during the day, not at night. And the night afterwards is considered the end of that day. And there's something very profound here. Rav Shamshon Tzol Hirsch tells us in different places that in the world of korbanos, there's a different seder than in the world of the outside. The reason why in halacha, in Torah, in hashkafa, hayoyim hoylecha halal, is because that's the world we live in. This world is laila, it's darkness, we don't see the Rebbeinu Shem, we don't feel his closeness, it's a world full of nisyonis, we're put into this world of darkness in order to succeed, to triumph over nisyonis, to raise ourselves above the laila of the Olam Hazeh that we live in, and if we triumph, then we get to the yoyim, which is achris hayom, we get to Olam Habo. Olam Habo comes after Olam Hazeh. The triumph of Olam Habo, the glory and the daylight of Olam Habo comes after the nisyonis, the pitfalls, the darkness, the laila of Olam Hazeh. In the world of Kotchim, the word korban doesn't mean an offering or a sacrifice, the way the English Chumashim translate. The translation is inaccurate. A sacrifice means giving something up. The word korban is miloshen hakrovo. Hakrovo means closeness. When a person is in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't know what this experience means, but when a Yid stood in the Beis HaMikdash and he brought a korban, or he had a korban brought for him, there was a hakrovo, he was lefnei Hashem, there was a hargosha of total his achdus, of total identification with Inyonim Shebekdusha. There was a mitzius of Shem Hashem that he experienced when the korban was brought. He felt himself being offered up, he felt himself coming close to the Rebbeinu Shem without the mechitzis that divide between Gashmis and Ruchnis, El Mazen, El Mabo. All that fell away, and the Yid was totally united with the Rebbeinu Shelam, Kavi Yochel. In that setting, the Laila is Helechacha Ayoim, it's Kula Yoim. Korbanos are only brought during the day because the korbanos are kula yoim. The only night which is a complete hashlama to a korban is the night of Pesach, which is the laila kayoim yoyed. Chazal tell us that the night of Pesach was lit up like the day after Chatzos, after Makas Bechoros. The night of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is kula yoim. It was the night that laila was chal on the umas ha'olam, but it was the night that Klal Yisrael, the Amah Nitzchi, was zoicha to the Metzias of Hakrova, of Lefnei Hashem, of Kula Yoim, of Kula Lefnei Hashem. So the world of Korban Pesach brings us into a world of Kedusha. These 7 days of Pesach are preceded by the Hakrova's Korban Pesach, with the Hakrova's Korban Pesach, the Yoim of Hakrova's Korban Pesach, followed by the Laila of Leila Seder, which is the end of the first day, as well as the beginning of the second day, the beginning of the first day of Pesach. Those are the 8 days, and whenever he wears tzitzis, he carries with him a reminder that he is not a regular person. He exists in a world which is kulei nitzchis. When he wears tzitzis, it was chayatim u'reisim, it's called mitzvah Hashem. When he goes into the workplace, when he goes into a hostile world which is kulei laila, he carries with him the tangible reminder that he, at one point, and he always has the ability to stand lifnei Hashem, to enter the world every time we daven, every time we learn, every time we do chesed with another yid, every time we know yisboel and chaveroi, we live in a world which is kulei akrova, kulei lefnei Hashem, kulei ava, kulei yoim. That's the world that a yid lives in if he finds it inside himself. Of course, there's the lovin in the tzitzis, there's the tchelis is the otherworldliness, the kisei akovit, that one can see the merkova, where one could reconnect with the but in any case, in a simple form, in a simple setting, the tzitzis remind us that we carry with us this world of kulei lefnei Hashem. With that in mind, let's try to enter a little bit into the halachic world of the Korban Pesach. Rashi says in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maskel El Amar Rov, at the beginning of the Gemara, Nun Ches, Rashi tells us, Midereisa Kol Sheishois Achroines Ksheris, all 6 hours of the afternoon, this Yoim, which is the Yom HaKrov is called Pesach that we just described. When does this start? Da'ainu michi yinotu tzolulei erev, when the sun begins to dip and the shade of the sun is seen on the west side. If one would mark off on a wall on a sundial, one would see, like Rashi describes when the Reuven Shem told Avram, Keis chayel ulasor ben. If one would mark off on a wall, one would see the shadow reflected of the sun dipping towards the west, as it comes over the point of Chatzos Hayoim. Da'ainu mechiyinotu tzilleh, da'ainu mechatzi sheva ve'elech. But Rashi tells us that when does the sun dip over? After Chatzos, the sun is already on the westerly side. Rashi says, no. Da'ainu mechatzi sheva ve'elech, from 6.5 hours, that's when one can see, as the Gemara in Yuma tells us, on the walls of wherever there would be an accurate reflection where the sun is, one could see the sun dipping, the sun beginning to make its downward westerly descent towards the Shkir. Shachama noit lamayre vatzel lemizuch sh'odom oimid keneged achama tzolun tziloi noit lemizuch chatzi sheish v'chatzi sheve yehemed is ben zirkir ve'en tzol noit lezel kolodim tachtov. So Rashi tells us very clearly that the point of perception when one could see the sun dipping towards the Shkia, it first starts becoming perceptible at Sheish V'chetzi, and that is the time of the Akrovas Korban Pesach. Bein Rabbeim, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi is Mishesh Shoyes Ulamala Shatzel Noita Karina Bein Rabbeim. When does the sun begin dipping over? Bein Rabbeim. So the place can ask that over here, there's a clear steer in Rashi. Rashi, in the first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi tells us that the point where the sun starts dipping over the horizon, when it's called Bein Ha'arbayim, the term that's used in the Torah for this Man HaKrov is Korban Tomid. There's two Korbanos vying over here for attention in Daf Nun Ches. There's Korban Tomid, Bein Ha'arbayim, and there's Pesach, which is the 14th day of Nisan, Bein Ha'arbayim. Which one is brought first, what time, that's the subject of our discussion. Rashi tells us that the Zman of Bein Ha'abayim starts from Sheisho Yisrael, and then Rashi tells us, but when is the sun seen, when is it called Bein Ha'abayim, Shinotu Tzilera, from 6.5 hours. So we have to be Misader over here, we have a Stir Minei Bein Rashi. If you look at Reb Kiveg and the Gilin HaShas on Rashi, the Gilin HaShas points out that Rashi in Daf Tesem Beis and Shabbos over there is discussing which malachas one could do in the mincha lamala. Rashi says over there that the ikur zman of mincha, the ikur zman of the korban is sheish umechta. Kivega asks that Yuma Daf Chof Chesem Beis. It says over there that mishcheri koisa. The Gemara says very clearly that the etzem, the zman when the sun starts dipping over the horizon, is by 6 hours. The Gemara says over there that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were on a slant, were on an angle, therefore it only caught the sun. That should be nicker at 6.5 hours, but really, the Zman Shiyanotu, the Zman which is called, that the sun is dipping over, is called Bein Arbaim, is 6 hours. So again, we have a steer over here, we have Mekoros, that the Bein Arbaim, the halachic definition of Bein Arbaim, is 6 hours, from Chatzos Ayam Ve'elech, and we have Maram Lekoimis, that the description of Bein Arbaim is fitting only when we reach a point of 6.5 hours. This is Rashi himself in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, when he makes a cheshbon where one was, if he's roy to bring Pesach Rishon, or he could wait or he is nidche to Pesach Sheni. Rashi says of the Rashi makes a cheshbon Legabe Sheish, not from Sheish or Mechza, but from Sheish. And this is Aloch Lamaisa. What's Aloch Lamaisa? When the Korban Pesach, when the Korban Atom is, what time do we daven Mincha? The Zman Mincha, if you look in the calendar, is always Sheish Umechta. That's the way it's brought down in Halacha, the Tur, the Beis Yosef, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of the Siman Pei Tes, the Halachas of Korban, of Tomid, Bein Arbaim, Korban Tomid, and thereby the Zman of Tfilas Mincha, which is connected to Korban Tomid, is 6.5 hours. And the Pri Chodosh, one of the classic poskim, goes out on a limb and he attacks the Tur and the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef, the Bach over there, that in the Torah, in the beginning of Narachim Reishon Aleph, which is also the halachas of Mincha of Erev Shabbos, and he has a problem with this being his man. He says that it's clear that Midaraisa Misheshu Mechta is called Ben Arbaim. Why shouldn't one be able to daven Mincha? There's a Rashba that says that after Chatzos, if one is a Oynis, one can daven Mincha even past his man Tvila Shachris. The question is, till when? Can one daven Mincha until Chatzos? What's brought down the Rashba is that one can daven Mincha, that's why it's Paskin. Mincha can only be davened after Chatzos. Until Chatzos. After Chatzos is already Zman Mincha. You can't daven Shachris. Nothing to do with Oynis. It's just not morning anymore. It's not Zman Shachris. Even if a person would be an Oynis and he didn't daven before Zman Tfilo, but he has to daven when it's morning. He has to daven Zman Shachris. After Mincha, he can only daven Tushman Esres for a Hashlomo. After Chatzos is already Zman Mincha. So the Pre-Chodesh has a real problem with the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Tor, finding the Zman Mincha to be Mishesh Ulamala. There's a Prima God of an Erech Haim Reish Lamed Gimel. Talks about Rashi and the Rabban and Parshas Boy, our Indian. Korban Pesach, Beinu Abayim, Mei Chatzos. Rashi and the Rabban are very clear that the 6, if you remember, we made the 6 hours of Isser Chomitz, Midaraisa, is certainly Mishesh Shoyes and Lamala. And the lav of Loisishchan al Chometz, we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem Mishnah and Datsan of Gimel, there's a lav, if somebody brought the Korban Pesach with Chometz, it would seem that the two are totally separate. There's Man Korban Pesach and the Isser Chometz both coincide at the same time, and which would tell us, and that's what Rashi and Raman say in Parshas Boy, that the Korban Pesach, its time is Bein Ha'abayim, is Mechatzoyt. Not from Sheish Mechta. But if you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchis Tmidin, he says that this man of Korban, Tomid, Midiraisa, it doesn't say Midirabonah. Other parts want to understand that's only Midirabonah. It's the way the Prima Gordon suggests over there in Erechaim Reish Lamed Gimel. But if you look at the Rambam, it's clear that it's Midiraisa, this man of Sheish Mechta. The Magen Avraham has this problem. It's not a problem that was invented today. The Magen Avraham has this problem in the beginning of Reish Lamed Gimel, which talks about Mincha, which talks about Tvilas Mincha, the Reish Lamed Gimel in the Magen Avraham in Sifkotan Beis. How could it be that this man Tomin is Sheshu Mechta? And the Korban Pesach, the Rishonim are telling us, is clear that its man was Mishesh. How could Beinu Abayim have a different definition by Korban Pesach and Korban Tomin? So the Magen Avraham says over there that Zman Mincha, this is another discussion totally, but he says that Zman Mincha as a Lechatchila was from Teisha Vechetzi, what's called Mincha Gdola and Mincha Ketana. Some people like Shabbos afternoon, or they finish the meal early and then they go out to Dav Mincha, this way they have a long afternoon in front of them. Most people Dav Mincha Samach Veneer to the end of the day, that's called Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gdola. There's other halakh ramification we're not going to get into now, but as far as Zman Mincha is concerned, the Magen Avraham says that Zman Mincha Lechatchila is from 9.5 hours. Into the day, we're going to learn these sugis in Tomin Nishkat that the classic time that the Korban Tomin was brought was by 9.5 hours. Why? Because no Korbanot couldn't be brought after the Tomid Shobeinu Abayim was completed. It's called the Lav, the Asei of Aleh Hashlem Kol HaKorbanot Kula. And Memela, in order to give time for Yechidim, for private individuals to bring whatever Korbanot they would have to bring the Korban Toidim, Korban Yeledes, Chatos, Oshum, Shlomim, whatever private Korbanot they were Mokhim, in order to give them enough time, the Korban Tomin was brought at 9.5 hours, since that's the Zman where it was normally brought, that is the Zman Lechatchila to Dav Mincha. The Arizal would also down the Samach Lashkir, it's brought down. The Arizal held that Al Pi Kabbalah, the more Ace Rotsin time for Davni Mincha was carved to the Shkir. The Goin is clear. And this was the mini ghost of the Chazon Ish for many years, to be makpid to Davni Mincha. No, they didn't want to get involved in any activities. There's the Surim of sitting down for deep learning or a Suda before one Davni Mincha. They would Davni Mincha Gedola. It's clear. Chaim Brisker, his son, the Briskerov, also were makpid on Mincha Gedola. They did not feel that the Kpeid of the Magen Avraham, that is Lechatchila, of Davni Mincha Ketana, was Lahalocha. The question is, forget about the Zman Mincha for a second, but just to be Miyashiv the Mekoiris, the as far as the time is concerned, the Sheish and the Sheish Umechza, the Magen Avraham mutches over this, when is this my Minchas? And the Magen Avraham asked this Kasha, that the Talmud is man Sheish Umechza and the Karm Pesach is Mishesh, and the Magen Avraham in Tofnun Ches, a totally different context, not totally different, because it's negated to us. The Magen Avraham in Tosfos Ches is talking about Legabe, the mitzvah, the meaning, which is called Matzis of Erev Pesach, Matzis Mitzvah, which is the meaning that's brought on Shulchan Aruch. Some are makbinit, the chassidim are more makbinit, that the matzis that are used by the Seder should be baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Others frown on the meaning because the Zehirus level goes down because people are in a rush. In any case, the matzis that are baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the matzis mitzvah, as they're called in Yiddish, are, when exactly is this man? This man is mechatzoyis, that's clear. Now, the problem is that the reason why that's this man is because that was this man of the Karban Pesach. Whatever, we're not going to get into the topic now, it's a tough to chet. But the question is, when is this man of the Karban Pesach? Is the Karban Pesach from Shesh or from Shesh Umechza? So it would seem clear that Legabi Matzis Mitzvah, it says that this man is mechatzoyis. So the Magen Avraham is in Siach to this point. He says that even though the Zman Ichud, the Zman Korban Tomid, is Sheish Umechza, Iker Zmanoi, he says, is Mishesh, and therefore Legabi the Matzis Mitzvah, where the Indian is to bake the matzahs that are used for the Seder at the same time as the Zman HaKrovah's Korban Pesach, is Mishesh Ulamal. So we're still left with somewhat of a stereo. Is this man Sheish Umechza? The Magen Avraham tells us that the Iker's man is Sheish Umechza, but this man is Mishesh. This seems to be a little bit Sisretari. What does this mean? Iker's man is Manoi. When is the time? And again, like we said, the Pri Chodesh argues La Halacha on the Shulchan Aruch that says that this man to daven is Mishesh Umechza. The Shulchan Aruch says if a person dances right after Chatzos, he has to be dances. He's not Yoytzeh Tzilus Mincha. Pichodesh argues. He says, Midereis is clear, this man is Mishesh. Ulamal, like Rashi is, the Shesh Umechta is only a Dindu Ramonon, because that's when you could see it. Kilu, the real sun dipping over the horizon is by 6 hours. Midereis, when it's Nikr, and that's when they would check the Kabbonis for all intents and purposes, the Karban Tom Shabbat Abayim, and the Karban Bezer would be Mishesh Umechta. But really, this man is Mishesh, he says that's his man Mincha, and one is Yoytze, Tzilus Mincha after Chatzos. But in Rashi, in the Rambam, we said another Rishonim in the Rashi, in the Ramban and Parshas Bo, it would seem clear that there is a stereo. Sometimes they tell us this man is Sheish Umechza, Legabi certain dinim, Legabi Mincha, which means Midereisa, this man of the Korban Tom and the Korban Pesach, Beinu Arbayim, there's only one definition of Beinu Arbayim, is Mishesh Umechza. On the other hand, it's clear Rashi tells us over here that Midereisa, Beinu Arbayim, is considered to be halachically afternoon, to be kosher with the Korban Mishesh. What's going on? The Mahaluch that's suggested by Meir Virabi, Hagoyin HaGodol Rav Michal Zilber, and his Sefer Belev Yam, Psochem Simon Lamed Vov, is to divide the korban into two. What does this mean? That means that if one would bring the korban, let's step back for a second. It's clear. Let's think about this objectively. Scientifically speaking, the sun definitely drops over the horizon. The sun definitely is on the other side, going in a westerly course after Chatzos. The sun goes and goes, hits its crest on the top at Sheish. That's when the sun is beats down, and the sun starts dipping in its westerly descent, definitely right after Chatzos. What's the Zman of Sheish Umechza? Sheish Umechza is when it's Nikr. There's already a noticeable angle in the sun. The angle of the sun makes the sun a little bit weaker, and you can see by the tail, by the shade, if you'd be looking at some place where you have the sharp angle of the sun hitting a wall or hitting the side of a building, you'd be able to see the sun going towards the west only at Sheish Umechza. So again, one could suggest that's only Midrabbanon, because that's when it's Nikr. But if we say, as Mavur and Rashi and the Rambam and other Rishonim, that the Sheish Umechza is Midaraisa, why should when it's Nikr become the Sheir Midaraisa? The Teretz is, and this is a Chiddush, but this is what seems to be true from the Rishonim, is that even though halachically Sheish Umamalo from Chatzos and onward is halachically to be considered Beinu Abayim, but the Torah was mechayiv people to bring the korbanos of Bein Arbayim when they can see that it's Bein Arbayim. If it's not nikur that it's Bein Arbayim because the shift in the angle of the sun is imperceptible from Chatzos, you can only perceive it going on a westerly angle from Meshesh from Mechzo Lamala. So therefore, the Midoraisa, the Torah told us that the mitzvah of us bringing the korban would be Meshesh from Mechzo. What does that mean? It sounds like semantics. It means that if the korban is brought, the korban is kosher, but we did not do our obligation properly. When the Torah told us to do the maisa of bringing the korban, the Torah told us to do it when we can see the Bein Harbayim. When is that? When does our act become a Bein Harbayim Dika act? When we stand in Dav Mincha, when do we see that it's Bein Harbayim? And when, therefore, is our act of being Oymed Lufnei Hashem a Bein Harbayim Dika Oymed Lufnei Hashem? When is it a Bein Harbayim Dika Maisa Tvila only Mishesh Mechta? And this is Midaraisa. This is not only a Hekeri Midarabonim. Midaraisa, the Zman, the Torah was Mechayim, us. Our personal obligation of bringing the korban would only be discharged if we did it when we're supposed to do it, which would be when Mishesh Mechta. But if the korban was brought, even though something is missing in our kiyum of kiyum ha-mitzvah, bringing the korban, but the korban is niskayim. The korban is kosher, because Mishesh Lamala, it is, in fact, de facto, it is, in fact, Bein Harbayim. This would seem to be that both of them are Midaraisa. The Sheshu Mechto Lamala, as far as we're concerned, when we're Mechuyiv to bring the Bein Harbayim Dika Korban, would be Mishesh Mechto, but a kiyum of Shesh, of Bein Harbayim, would be Mishesh Lamala. If the Korban was brought, the Korban would be kosher. So therefore, Rashi and Rabban tell us very clearly that when does the Zman Korban Pesach start? When is it called Bein Harbayim? That's really, like we said before, the Yoim, which is Shayich to Korban Pesach, which goes together with the 7 days of Pesach, Mechatzos. Chometz is also the Ach Bayoim Harishoy. When does Chometz become also Midaraisa? Mechatzos. When is there a Kim of Tashbisu? When does Chometz become also Bano Midaraisa? Mechatzos. The matzis mitzvah that are made because the day is shayach to the Korban Pesach. When is the day kishe le'atzmo is shayach to the Korban Pesach? Mechatzos. Bein Harbayim is niskayim from chatzos. But as far as bringing the Korban befoil and davening mincha, by definition, which is the act of bringing a Korban, is niskayim by us, with hopefully, when we niskayim lufnei Hashem, when we stand in tefillah, we're bringing a korban, so to speak. When is that act supposed to be performed? When do we become personally obligated? And when is the right time for us to be mekayim that obligation? Mishesh mechta. So that's really the keveh over here. If you want to say it in Londonish terms, the chefza of the Bein Harbayim, bimitzius of the Bein Harbayim, is niskayim mechatzois ve'elech. As far as the personal obligation, the Torah was mechayiv us when we can see, when we can perceive that it is Bein Harbayim, that's only Mishesh Mechza, and the Ismalocha, like we said, is also Shayach to Zman HaKorban, that's Mechatzos, because Bein Harbayim is a measure of the day. The Kedushas Hayoyim of Zman Korban Pesach is Chal Mechatzos, and therefore the Issa Chavit, the Ismalocha that we learned about in Perek Mochum Shanoabu, all that is Mechatzos. The Matzah Mitzvah, which is also has to do with the Kedushas Hayoyim of Korban Pesach, is also Mishesh Mechzah. But the act of bringing the Korban, and Lahaloch L'maisa, in Ayur Chayim, the din of davening, that's Mishesh, the Mechzah, that's Bezem Yushiv, all the Kashas of the Prichodosh, the Shulchan Aruch is right, Midaraisa, the Zman of the Korban is Mishesh Mechzah, Mincha, Chazal, where Mechayim was by definition also Mizman HaKorban, Mishesh Mechzah, one davening from six. And later on, he's not yoitzer because tefillah is a personal obligation. It has nothing to do with the kashrus of the korban that was brought. It has to do with the act of tefillah. The act of tefillah wasn't performed at the right time. So therefore, the tefillah would have to be done again. If the korban was brought, the korban would be kosher, however, because there, even if you didn't do your personal obligation when you're supposed to, but as far as the kashrus of the korban actually was brought in Bein Harbayim. So therefore, the korban tomei, or the korban pesach, that was brought after Sheish, would be kosher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.